Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Congressman Barney Frank's retirement next year is just the latest shift in Massachusetts' congressional landscape. The state's losing a congressional district because of slow population growth, which means there will be just 9 members of the congressional delegation. That's the lowest number since the late 18th century. And it's not just numbers, but the loss of iconic national figures like Frank and Ted Kennedy and Tip O'Neill. We asked former Congressman Marty Meehan, who's now chancellor of UMass Lowell, about the changes and about Frank's departure.
It's a major loss, but Massachusetts has had a history of sending very good members to Congress. It's just a matter of now those members of Congress who are elected to replace senior members need to get the seniority and get the experience so they're able to be effective.
So who's got the influence now on the delegation and where?
Well, we've got a strong delegation. Ed Markey, who's the dean of the delegation, is a very well-respected member of the leadership, one of the leading members of the Energy and Commerce Committee. We have Richie Neal, who's a high-ranking member in Ways and Means. Jim McGovern is going to be the chairman of the Rules Committee as soon as Democrats take back the House. So it's natural that there'd be this kind of turnover, and it just means that states that have a tendency to elect members of Congress and keep them there are likely to get the most seniority and hence the most power in Congress.
Do you think that the state residents, though, might be advised to be worried, really, because of the budget cuts that are looming and particularly the research dollars that might be affected because our state's so reliant on those research dollars and now we may be losing some strong voices who would have advocated?
I think the people not only of Massachusetts, the people of the United States should be concerned about the cut in research dollars. The fact of the matter is we're not invested nearly enough money in pure research and applied research. The fact is that our colleges and universities across this country that are research institutions are literally the economic engine that drives the economy. And if we don't invest more money in technology and in research, we're not going to have the spin-off companies that come as a result of that research. We're not going to create the economic opportunities, the jobs, the companies that are so important. So I think both parties need to find a way to put aside their differences and govern. We're in a time of crisis. So people across the country are concerned about not only the lack of investment in research and development, but the inability of Washington to get anything done.
Now, is this overall, would you say, sort of maybe political evolution, maybe a good thing, fresh start, new faces, could really strengthen things for Massachusetts? And if so, who would you say is out there on the horizon right now who might be some of the rising stars?
I think of, young people that I know, like Joe Kennedy III, for example, educated at Stanford and Harvard Law School, a prosecutor in 2 district attorney's offices in Massachusetts. I don't know if he'll run at some point. But
For Barney's seat.
But, well, I think he's a great leader. I think that he has enormous potential. No, I think it is part of it is evolution and passing off to another generation and having that generation come in. I get worried, though, when I see oftentimes not as many people run for public office that ought to be running, whether it's for seats in the Congress or the United States Senate or even the number of candidates that run for constitutional offices or for governor.
And what about you? What about politics in your future? Is there any future there for you?
Well, I love what I'm doing right now at the University of Massachusetts Lowell and feel that we're having a transformational effect not only on the regional economy but on people that come to this university. So I really love what I'm doing. At some point down the line, maybe, but, frankly, there are a lot of young people who I think should get engaged and involved. I had 15 great years in Congress, but I think there are a lot of ways to make a contribution.
All right. Marty Meehan, Chancellor of UMass Lowell, former congressman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Great to talk to you.